Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our Knucklehead runners-up are those protesters at Pamplona at the Running of the Bulls. They were out protesting today, day 5, Running of the Bulls. These protesters are guys who used to run in the Running of the Bulls. They don't run anymore because they're old, and they also say they're protesting because it's too easy. That's the reason they're protesting, because they've made it too easy for the people who run.
Yet I don't see them protesting down the aisle or the cobblestone street where the Bulls are.
You should have to.
That's where you should have to protest.
They say that that they have sprayed some kind of adherent on the road now, so for the run, so that the Bulls don't slip and the people don't slip. The runners don't slip, so they can't get gored. They said, back when we ran, there was nothing like that. It was a lot more difficult. I think you're right, Brad. They should be made to take their signs, run with their signs, yes, their protest signs, and the Bulls plow them.
You mentioned at the end of the 900 yards, there's a circle where everybody kind of gathers and like we cross the finish line, and there's some Bulls running around in there. ESPN is showing video of Josh Norman, the cornerback for the Washington Redskins. He's in the circle there, and he's jumping over Bulls. There's Bulls running around, and he run and like jump over them and stuff. It's crazy. That has to be like on the banned list of activities you can do over your summer break.
It might not be, but there's got to be a clause. You know, I can't imagine they actually have that specifically written in, because who would think a guy would actually
run with the Bulls?
Who would think a guy would actually do that? But they probably do have some kind of clause in there that says don't do anything stupid.
Yes,
and that would be one of them right there. Our other runners up today include the. How about the inmate who sent the postcard to the other inmate? Hey, I need you to kill this guy who's in jail with us. That's how he let him know.
And he put his return address on there.
Easy to find. But our 9:30 Knucklehead winner is the mom from Illinois who put her kids on top of her SUV to hold down a pool and then drove them home. Yeah, this happened to
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
3 o'clock in the afternoon the other day, this mom in Dixon, Illinois, got herself an inflatable pool, an inflatable kiddies pool, and didn't have any bungee cord or anything. So she put the two kids in the pool on top of the car and drove over a bridge that goes over the Rock River that is 50 feet deep at some point.
Yeah, and you know, you'd think the copycat crimes usually happen within a day or so, within 24 hours or... If this sounds eerily familiar to you, yes, last year's 9:30 Knucklehead was a woman that drove with one kid on top of the car holding down a pool. This woman has
this
two.
This woman's got it. Yeah, she had two going. She's our 9:30 Knucklehead winner today, courtesy of the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.